Brother Muhammad, also from Saudi, he asked a question which was really twofold. It's basically the attack on Islam. He said in the media we see the attack, it's quite straightforward. Many people speak about Islam, many people give replies about Islam, but really they've got nothing to do with Islam. It's all hearsay, it's a lot of culture involved. He said there's two points. First, is a woman allowed to request a divorce on her own grounds? And if she isn't in Islam, why? What's the reason there? And the second is regarding the witness. What answer do we have to give to the people when we say that in Islam, one male witness equals two female witnesses?
First of all, I would like to assure the questioner and all the viewers that these campaigns against Islam, number one, are not new. Mm-hmm. Number two, they do not necessarily bring about bad things or bad results. Mm. As a matter of fact, it is totally the opposite. They bring about more propaganda and informing the public about Islam. Many people have never heard of Islam before. Mm-hmm. Post September the 11th, they are coming to know about Islam. The more and more Orientalists and missionaries oppose Islam, start writing against Islam, it attracts people, ordinary people, to learn about Islam. Mm-hmm. To get a copy of the Quran or a biography of Islam and of the Prophet of Islam. And subhanAllah, because Islam is the religion of the truth and it is the only true religion, they come willingly to Islam. So I want to assure you that through our experience since the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the Day of Judgment, it always brings about good things. Number two, concerning these claims and objections, they have been handled in details. It won't suffice us to, the time won't be sufficient to cover all the objections and give the answers. Yet, I would just tackle the two things which he mentioned concerning divorce for a woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the right of a divorce for a man with conditions. Because the man is the one who is the guardian of the family. Mm-hmm. And he understands that forming an instruction in the family was not easy. Mm-hmm. Normally, not only in the East or in the Muslim world, whenever a woman gets upset with her husband for the least thing, the first thing, if she's not a religiously committed wife, the first thing she would say, I want a divorce. Give me a divorce. Imagine if this divorce was her choice and her right to give a divorce immediately whenever she's upset with him because he did not bring the ice cream or he did not take her out or buy her the ring. What's going to happen? There is only two divorces. After that, the third divorce will be irreversible, breaking too many families. Too many conditions were put on a man as how to utilize this right. And when I say was given to a man, it does not mean that a woman is like a prisoner, have no right whatsoever. No. In the Islamic Sharia, if a woman is being wronged and she's not having a happy life and she feels that she's been oppressed and this man is not a good husband for her, she can seek this from the judge and she will be given this once this is proven. Not just to utter the word, because divorce, you do not necessarily have to file for a divorce to get divorced. It would be sufficient to utter the word, you are divorced. So if every person, if every wife gets upset with her husband, or carried away, or emotional, she says that, I am divorced, or you're divorced, then too many families will be brought down just because of this word. But if a woman really is serious in that regard and she wants a divorce, there is what's called khula. A woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I can't live with this man. He said, well, this gentleman gave you a garden as a dowry. Will you be willing to give it back to him? She said, yes. He said, divorce her. And there was a complete separation due to an agreement. Life was impossible. There is a reason. Meanwhile, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that أَيُّمَ امْرَأَةٍ, whichever woman, if any woman asks for a divorce without a just reason, such woman would not find the fragrance of paradise because she's breaking up the family without a just reason. So the claim that a woman is like a prisoner and she has no right is not true. There is al-fasakh, which is the right of the judge based on the claim the wife would make if she had supportive documents or evidences or witnesses. There is al-khulla based on an agreement between the husband and the wife that I can't live with you anymore. Will you be willing to give me what I paid you? Of course, in the West, do not recognize what I paid you because the dowry is a must, is mandatory upon getting married in Islam. Mm-hmm. And who pays the dowry? We've mentioned before that the person says, the lady claimed that women have no rights in Islam. Look at one of the most beautiful rights, which whenever I lecture in any university in the States, North America, here or there, women are very amazed to know that the entire financial responsibility is totally laid on the man, not on the woman. And if the wife were to work with her husband's permission and based on an agreement, then her earning is hers, mm-hmm. not his. And whatever she receives from him as a dowry is all hers. He cannot take anything out of it. And if she to inherit anything from any of her family members after their death, that's hers. She's not required to spend anything of that on her family members, even on her children. This is just one thing. While if you happen to travel to the West, and I'm sure you're aware of that, if you're sitting in any restaurant, the waiter would come to you and say, one bill or separate bills, one ticket or separate. That a husband and wife will be sitting and dining in the same restaurant, and each person would pay separately. No, we don't have this. There are too many things. If we go down the list, you will be very, very impressed. I'm talking to those who do not know about the rights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to women. Would it be sufficient to know that there are more than one surah in the Quran which will reveal specially to tackle and handle the issues of women? A whole surah, one of the longest surahs in the Quran, lays down all the rules and regulations concerning women and how to deal with them. It's called Surah An-Nisa. Women, the women surah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time, even before his death, keeps saying, Istawsu bin nisa'i khayr. Istawsu bin nisa'i khayr. فَإِنَّهُنَّ عَوَانٌ عِنْدَكُمْ. Be kind and gentle with women, with your wives, with your daughters. They are indeed your assistants. And the Quran makes no distinction between a man and a woman. It gives the man the responsibility of leading the caravan, mm-hmm. of sailing with the ship. But it does not give anyone superiority over the other. This is concerning the issue of divorce.